Come and sit up nice and tall. Try to find an arch in your lower back. Lengthen the spine, ease in the breath. Once you find the arch in the lower back, you're going to try to stack the shoulders right on top of the hips and find the ears aligned with the shoulders and breathe easy. And one thing you're looking for in the breath is that the inhale fills the entire trunk, pushes the back open, pushes the belly out. Chest might rise a little bit, but the main intent is that the inhale fills the entire body. Nice and slowly come and make your way up to stand. Stand in Tadasana at the front of the mat. Close your eyes if it's comfortable. Leave them open if that's better. Just feel the body in space. Today we're going to look at hip opening. And the hip is one of the bones of the pelvis. The pelvis is three bones, two hip bones and the sacrum in the middle. And the femur head, the ball at the top of the femur bone, sits into the cup of each hip. And we're going to work on what that means specifically. So there is this ball at the top of the femur head, and you are going to try to put it correctly into its cup or acetabulum. And we're going to do that first by gently taking the thighs back and see if you can feel that the femur heads roll in as you do that. Just to feel the difference, turn your feet out and feel what happens as you turn the feet out. Even tuck your pelvis under a little bit, and you'll feel the ball of the femur head roll out. And now turn the feet back in and take the thighs back and try to use the image that you're going to screw the femur head into its socket. And come to your image of Tadasana, your fullest, your longest, your biggest Tadasana, and feel your feet. So we'll start looking at the feet. And what do your feet do, and how do your feet fall into the earth? And if they're grounded through all four corners, the femur heads have a better chance of being screwed into their sockets. But if you're living on the outside of the feet, which is a tendency for a lot of people, the femur heads tend to roll out. So start by bringing weight towards the outer foot. Feel what happens at the inner upper thigh as you do that, and bring weight to the inner foot. And feel what happens to the inner upper thigh as you do that. Outer foot and inner foot. And just really try to get a sense of how the movement of the feet affects the leg and how the leg sits into the pelvis. And we're going to look at that in a number of the poses we focus on in this class. Let's do a step back Surya Namaskar. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. In this forward bend, I want you to feel your feet again. And I want to feel the backs of the knees. I want you to feel the backs of the knees. And try to get a sense if your leg is at a right angle to the floor. You don't want to hyperextend your knees at all. You don't want to push into the back of the knee capsule. And here again, roll into the inner foot and feel how that works. Roll out. And I just want you to try to feel what happens in the inner upper thigh as you do that. Roll back into the inner foot. Roll to the outer foot. Now, one of the things that might happen when you roll to the inner foot is that the knees sort of knock in. See if that's the case with you. Roll to the inner foot. And if that is the case, you're going to resist that action. So let's look at how we want to feel in a forward bend. With a lower leg at a right angle to the floor, press the inner foot down. Roll the inner knee slightly forward, aligning the kneecap over the center of the ankle joint, and then take the inner thighs back and apart. And that action of the inner thighs back and apart should yet again set the femur heads into their sockets. Step the right foot back to a long lunge and step back downward facing dog. 3 points of the pose in downward facing dog. The hands, the feet, and the hips are all moving away from each other. Hips up towards the ceiling. Roll to the inner hand, roll to the inner foot. Try to feel the weight across the foot and don't put the weight to the pinky toe side of the foot. Get the weight to the inner foot. Same thing with the hands. Roll weight from the outer wrist to the inner foot, really grounding down through the knuckle of the index finger. And now let's return to the inner upper thigh and how that is affected by the feet. Roll to the pinky toe side of the foot and feel what happens to the inner thighs and the hip sockets. roll back to the inner foot without collapsing the knees in too much and see if you get a sense that that changes the relationship of the inner upper thigh. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot forward to meet it. Hanging over the legs again. Inner foot down, inner knee slightly forward, inner thighs back and apart. And use the belly to support the release of the head and the neck. Let the head and the neck go. And ideally, in your forward bend, you feel that your pelvis is somewhat turned down towards the floor. And if your hamstrings are really tight, don't hesitate to bend the knees to get the release of the pelvis. That's really essential for these forward bends and to protect your spine. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Roll weight from the inner outer wrist to the inner wrist. Roll weight from the outer foot to the inner foot. Feel the inner foot press down. Inner knee slightly forward. Inner thighs back and apart. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Step the right foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. And release the arms by your sides. Right away, feel the grounding through the feet. See if you're across all four corners of the feet. See if your pelvis is tucked under and try to screw the femur heads into their sockets if they are not there already. Another image for that is that there should be a crease in your hips. When you think about the clothing you're wearing, there should be wrinkles in the groin where the leg meets the pelvis. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs and we'll run through one more. Step back, Surya Namaskar. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Step the left foot downward facing dog. Inner foot grounds down, inner knee slightly forward, inner thighs back and apart. Inner hand grounds down. Roll the forearms towards the midline a little bit and then externally rotate the upper arms, trying to broaden the collarbones, creating space in the head, neck, and shoulders. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Step the right foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. And release the arms by your sides. One of my main postural instructions is to sit into a chair as little as possible. So we're not going to go to Utkatasana just yet, but I want you to feel the start of the movement towards Utkatasana. Rotate the pelvis back, soften the backs of the knees as little as you can, and that should be a very literal feeling of screwing the femur heads into their hip sockets. And now let's come to Utkatasana, bending the knees, deepening the groins. The knees do not come past the toes. Arms up alongside the ears is not a back bend. Extension through the spine. Tiny arch in the lower back. Extension through the middle back. Head and neck. And bow forward over the legs. Lengthen to a flat back. Extend the spine. Bend the knees. Place the hands. Step the right foot back. Long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms up alongside the ears for a high lunge. Parallel through both feet. Spin the pinky toe of the back foot forward just a tiny little bit, like an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch. That's going to help square the hips a little. Bend the front knee. Stretch the back leg straighter. Place the hands alongside the front foot. Step to plank pose. In plank, you're going to screw the femur heads into their sockets. That's the theme of today's class. Get the inner thighs to move up towards the ceiling a little bit. See if you can soften the upper back down a little bit. Fire up the belly. Place your knees on the floor. Bring the chest and chin down in between your hands. Slip forward to a small cobra pose. Point the feet. Feet straight, ankles straight, shoulders up and back. Tuck the toes, lift the hips, come back to downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. Deep bend in the front knee. A lot of work to straighten the back leg. Try to turn that back foot in very slightly again. If the pinky toe comes forward towards the front of the mat, the hips square off more easily. Place the hands alongside the front foot. Step to plank. Place the knees. Stick the butt out a little bit. Bring the chest and chin down. Forward in between the hands. Elbows by your sides. Slip forward to a small cobra pose. Work the hands against the floor. Stretch the feet long and strong. Shoulders up and back. Tuck the toes. Lift the hips. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Bend the knees. Bring the arms up. Utkatasana. Deep seat. Don't let the knees come too far forward. And here the femur heads are screwed into the sockets really deeply. And I want you to feel as you come up to Tadasana, if your tendency in your long, strong Tadasana is to roll those femur heads too far forward, as the thighs might go too far forward and the pelvis tucks under. Before we do another round of that, just try to really check in with the inner upper thigh and try to feel where the legs are in relation to the hips. Move your thighs back underneath the pelvis, again screwing the ball of the femur head into its socket, and feel that depth increase as you bend the knees, bring the arms up, Utkatasana, one more round, Surya Namaskar B, variation. Bow forward over the legs, starting with the left, step the left foot back, long lunge, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. Deep bend in the front knee. Roll the femur heads into their sockets here. Draw the inner thighs towards each other, into the hips. Place the hands. Plank pose. If you want to try this time, you're going to come to knees, chest, chin all at the exact same time. Knees, chest, and chin touch down together. Slip forward, small cobra. Reach back, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. Engage the legs into the hip sockets. Step to plank pose. Again, try if you want, knees, chest, chin all at the same exact moment. Small cobra pose. And reach back, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Bend the knees, bring the arms up, Utkatasana. And really feel the arrangement of the legs into the hips as you come to stand up in Tadasana. And try not to let the femur heads roll forward. Try not to let the legs come forward to the pelvis. Keep the thighs back and the pelvis in neutral. Breathe easy. Try to feel the relationship between the lower belly and the lower back. Try to feel how the breath enters the trunk. Soften the front ribs a tiny bit. Try to let the inhale fill the entire trunk. If the chest rises, it does so as a secondary action, not as a primary action. Bring the hands together in prayer in front of the heart. Bring the big toes to touch. Bring the heels to touch. Lift the heels and balance on the balls of the feet. And right away, just pay attention to your feet. It's not easy to stay grounded to the center. I basically just try to jam my ankle bones against each other. If your feet roll open as you lift into this balance, your femur heads are rolling open with them. Lower the heels. Stick your butt out a tiny bit to really set the femur heads into their sockets. Squeeze the calves towards each other. Lift the heels, balance on the balls of the feet. So this is a hip opening action if we ground to the inner foot. Try to roll the inner foot down. Try to get grounded through the big toes. Again, I squeeze my ankle bones into each other. Even as I squeeze my ankle bones, I separate the heels by a fraction of an inch. Inner thighs back and apart, lower the heels. Lift the heels, balance on the balls of the feet. Squeeze, just try to feel what's good for you, what's easy for you, and learn your tendencies by what happens to the foot as the heel comes up, because what happens to the foot resonates where the leg meets the pelvis. And lower the heels. You're hoping to activate the peroneal muscles in the outer calf, and those muscles are key to getting the femur heads to rotate correctly into their sockets. Release the hands by your sides, Tadasana. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot to the outside of the right hand. Right foot to the outside of the right hand. Make the right foot parallel. Align the right knee directly on top of the right ankle. Squeeze the knee into the arm and the arm out against the knee. Lift your hips up. Hips at the height of the front knee. And pull the hips over to the left a little bit. You're trying to line up left ankle, hip, and shoulder, as well as squeeze the right knee in. Step back, downward facing dog. Step the left foot to the outside of the left hand. Make that left foot parallel. Knee aligned over the ankle. Squeeze the left knee into the arm. Lift the hips up a little bit. Square the hips over to the right. And step back, downward facing dog. Step the right foot to the outside of the right hand again. And now with the parallel foot and the knee aligned right over the ankle, lift the hips, pull the hips over to the left a little. And this is experiential as much as anything else. If you want to start lowering the forearms down towards the floor, that is a fine thing. But I want you to feel the alignment of the right foot and knee, and that's not going to go sideways. You're not going to let the arch lift up. You're not going to let the knee fall out to the side. You're going to keep grounded to the inner foot. Keep grounding the knee to the center. Lift the hips up a little bit. Pull to the left. Square the hips to the left. Keep staying grounded. So you might not get the forearms to the floor. You might have forearms on blocks. You might even keep the arms straight. Step back, downward facing dog. But it is really about trying to feel what your hips do as you try to lower, what happens to the head of the femur into the socket. Step the left foot to the outside of the left hand. Parallel the left foot, left knee against the arm, hips up a little bit, hips to the right, and then just feel what happens to the pelvis as you try to go deeper. Squeeze that knee in, squeeze the inner foot. Stay grounded to the inner foot. Step back, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. and release the arms by your side. Tree pose is a hip opener, but only when we keep the pelvis pointing straight forward towards the front of the room. Take your right knee forward. Bring the right foot high up into the left inner thigh. Use your hand to help put it there. And then right away, bring your hands to your hip points. And try to feel if your pelvis is facing forward, or is the tendency for most the right hip to fall backwards, to go turn backwards. Turn the right hip forward, even if the knee comes way forward. This is only a hip opener if the knee and hip separate. Turn the right hip forward, and then keeping the right hip forward, start to take the knee open, but don't let the hip move back. Bring the right knee to the front. Lower the right foot. Take the left knee forward and up. Bring the left foot high up into the right inner thigh. And bring the hands to the hip points. Again, be willing to let the left knee come far forward. Turn the pelvis to the front. Even if your trunk turns with it, that's fine. You can always turn the trunk back, but not the pelvis. Once you get your pelvis set, feel free to open the knee as a hip opening action, but only if it separates from the hip itself. You can bring the hands to prayer in front of the heart. Bring the left knee back to the front. And release the left foot. Separate the feet mat distance apart. And we're going to lower to a squat. I want you to feel what your feet did as you lowered to the squat. Take a look at your feet. They should both be, if they're turned out, which is okay, they should be equally turned out. Both arches should be doing the same thing to the best of their ability. Press the knees, hands in prayer in front of the heart. Press the knees against the arms and the arms out against the knees. That should hopefully help you stick your butt out and get an arch and extension in your lower back. Press down through the inner foot to come back up to stand. Press down through the inner foot to come up to stand. Now this time, what I want you to feel is how much can you maintain an arch in your lower back and how much can you avoid letting the lower back round or the pelvis tuck under as you come down, which means you might not go as far. Bend the knees, lower down to a squat, and try to feel if you can do this without losing the arch of the lower back and extension of the spine. Press down into the inner feet, come on up. Last one, if that went well, you're going to try to keep your spine totally vertical and an arch in the lower back as you lower down and try to avoid tucking of the pelvis, which means you might not go very far, or you go down and feel what happens to your pelvis. Squeeze the arms against the knees and the knees in against the arms. Press down through the inner foot and come on up to stand. Bring the feet together. So we looked at the peroneal muscles, those when we lifted the heels up to balance on the balls of the feet. Now let's go to the outer hip, and you can watch your legs as you do this. You're going to take your right leg out to the side and up, sideways, right leg sideways, and balance. And now either feel or look at your right leg and see if it moved backwards at all. And also now internally rotate the right leg, activating the outer hip. Lower the right leg. The leg does not want to go backwards. It only wants to go sideways. Left side, take the left side sideways up. Try to lean as little to the right as possible. Don't go backwards. Check on that leg and internally rotate the left leg. And you want to feel the lifted leg working more than the standing leg. Lower the left. First side again. Right leg sideways, not backwards. Internally rotate that right leg so you're screwing the right femur head into its socket with that internal rotation, which should activate the outer hip more. Slowly lower the right leg down. Take the left leg sideways, not backwards. Internally rotate that left leg, screwing the femur head into its socket, and lower the leg. Separate the feet mat distance apart. So that was just the smallest bit of warming up those muscles, but see if your squat feels any looser, more open, more available. Bend the knees, squat down. Press into the inner foot. Come on back up to stand. Bring your feet together at the front of the mat. Release the hands by your sides. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. And lining up the heels is a pretty good bet for the alignment of the shape. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. Bending the front knee. Here, you're trying to really screw the left femur head into its socket, trying to wrap the left hip forward, arms out and up. Bending the front knee and trying to turn the left hip forward. Place the hands alongside the front knee. Step back, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. Bring the arms up. Deep bend in the front knee. And again, you're thinking, can I screw the femur head of the right leg into the hip socket? Place the hands, step back, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. Again, you're screwing the femur heads into their sockets. And now I want you to feel the left inner upper thigh and femur, and you're going to open wide to warrior 2. Take that back leg back in space towards the back of the body and internally rotate that leg to put the femur head into its socket. Bend the front knee deeper. Arms up just slightly above the shoulders. Don't lose sight of the back arm. It should be working as much as the front. Looking out over the front fingers. Inner thighs back and apart. Screw the femur heads into their sockets and then use the core and the belly to elevate the spine without tucking the pelvis. Place the hands, step to downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down to the floor. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. Feeling that right inner upper thigh wrap into the hip socket. Deep bend in the front knee. Really get a sense of the difficulty of wrapping that back hip forward. Open wide warrior 2. And you're screwing that femur head into its socket to take the back leg into warrior 2. Trying to take the back thigh back in line with the back ankle bone. The outer hip in line with the outer ankle. Take the inner thighs back even more, which is sticking the butt out a little bit. Even if that pitches you forward or arches the lower back, that's fine by me. But use your core to get back into extension in the back body without tucking the pelvis back under. Arms up equally. Place the hands alongside the front foot, downward facing dog. Take the right knee to the back of the right wrist for pigeon pose. Check the alignment of the left leg and make sure the left leg stays in line with the left hip. Square your hips to the front. Bow forward over the front leg. This should be a stretch deep in the piriformis muscle of the right hip. Roll to the left until you are even on, right on top of the left thigh, left quadricep. The right sit bone and the left sit bone should be at the same height. Don't sink to the right. Try to get balanced across the pelvis. Step back, downward facing dog. Left knee forward to pigeon. Check the alignment of the back leg. Come forward over the front knee. Find, you have to roll to the right to get even on, right on the center of the right quadricep, right thigh. Left sit bone, right sit bone at the same height. Step back, downward facing dog. Plank pose. In slow motion with as much control as you can, you're going to lower to the floor in one piece. You can put the knees down first to get there. Take the knees wide out to the side, knees wide apart. Bring the soles of the feet together up in the air to meet. The top of the pelvis wants to be flat to the floor. Big toes touching, pinky toes touching. Let the feet release down towards the floor. This is going to be different for different people. Very often it's a stretch of the hip flexor at the front of the thigh. Sometimes it goes right into the IT band. Sometimes it goes into the gluteal muscles. This should be putting that piriformis muscle that we stretched in pigeon into a relaxed place. This can be a very intense position for some and benign for others, as it goes with many of these poses. Taking another few breaths here, you can get your knees up a little higher if you want. Try to feel that you're even on both sides of the pelvis. Don't fall to one side more than the other. Try to put both of the hip points down into the floor as best you can. This is called frog belly. If you find this to be a deep and powerful stretch, you should do this for 5 minutes at a time just by itself. We're going to do this to open up into our last big hip opener. Stretch the legs out behind you. Let's do one core pose. Bring your shoulders, your elbows underneath your shoulders for forearm plank. Bring the legs to feet parallel to each other, heels point straight up. Lift your hips. Try to get to the inner foot. Heels point straight up. Don't let the heels separate at all. And then feel this, the femur heads, and take the inner thighs up towards the ceiling a little bit. Screw the femur heads into their sockets. Tiny arch in the lower back. If this is going well, feel the upper back and soften the upper back fractionally down between the shoulder blades, which should really kick the abs in. Don't tuck the pelvis. Don't let the thigh bone sink forward. Keep taking the femur heads in and up into the hip socket and lower down. Child's pose. Come to sit with the legs facing forward in Dandasana. Sitting up tall in Dandasana, legs straight, staff pose, spine elevated, hands by your sides, and a lot of information can be gotten right in this shape. Are you able to sit up and relax your legs? And can you sit up tall and completely let go of the thigh muscles, the quads? If you can, it's a fine place to be, and you could probably get an arch into your lower back. If you can't do that, and one way to feel that is just bend your knees a little bit up, and your quads might release. Another option is to sit up on something. If you elevate the pelvis, it starts to release the hamstrings a little bit to give you more access to that extension. You really want to be able to sit here comfortably. Cross the right ankle over the left knee. Right ankle crosses over the left knee. And then sit up tall and extend forward over the left leg. I want to feel, where do you feel this stretch? This is a hamstring stretch. Though if you have issues with the hips, if the hips are tight, you are likely to feel this in the hip, and you'll figure out where to go next as we proceed. Stretch the legs back out into Dandasana. Bring the left ankle across the right knee. Lengthen up tall and extend forward. Feel the difference in the two sides. Ideally, you are feeling this as a hamstring stretch, not as hip stretch, right? So you want to feel the hamstring and the extended leg. Come on up, back to Dandasana. So if you felt that in the hip, you might want to do that the second time the same way, with the left leg straight and the right leg crossed over the knee. Or you could try first to stack both shins. We're going to come to ankle to knee pose. Bring the right ankle on top of the left knee and the left ankle directly under the right knee, so that when you set up for this pose, if you're in the right shape, when you look down between your legs, you see a triangle of mat. The shins are stacked, so you don't see the bottom shin. Lift up tall and start to extend forward. And this should be a stretch deep in the right butt, piriformis muscle. That doesn't mean that's where it's going to be. For some, it goes into the hip flexor on the left side, hip flexor on the right side. It's really about feeling where you're working here. Try to get as much extension forward as possible. Don't just tuck the pelvis and round forward. Lengthen. Extension through the low back is key. Come on back up. Switch sides. Left ankle, left shin stacks on top of the right. Left ankle right on top of the right knee. Right ankle under the left knee. Looking down at this triangle of mat, not seeing the foot or ankle. Extend forward. Again, if necessary, the right leg can be straight if that's how you're going to work your hip. Looking or hoping for a stretch deep into the left butt, this muscle called piriformis that connects the leg to the sacrum. But again, as always, you're just trying to feel, where do you feel it? Because if you understand and feel where, you start to create an inner plan for how you will change your body according to your own design. Come lift up, lay flat on your back, and we will finish with one easy back bend, a bridge pose. Bring your feet parallel. Feel the femur heads are very nicely rolled into their sockets here. Keep the feet grounded. Come up into your bridge pose. I didn't offer any instructions on how to get to bridge, and I want you to feel what happened naturally when you did it. As you came up, did the femur heads roll deeper into their sockets? Did they roll out? Another way to feel that is, did the knees stay aligned over the ankles, or did they go wide? If they went wide, your femur heads rolled open. Did you stay grounded to the inner foot or fall to the outer foot? If you fell to the outer foot, your femur heads rolled open. Another way to feel this is, did your butt grip? When you went up, if your butt is gripping, working in the opposite direction that it should, your femur heads will roll open. Slowly lower the hip. We'll do one more of those. Feel free to do full wheel if that's part of your practice. The key to either half wheel or full wheel is to move easily in slow motion. Feel your feet grounded. Stay grounded to the inner foot. Keep the knees aligned over the ankles. Try not to tuck your pelvis and make your way up into either half wheel or full wheel, with paying particular focus to what happens to the inner upper thigh, what happens to the femur head as it sits into your hip sockets. And again, that's not always the easiest thing to feel. You can relate to your knees. Did your feet turn open? Do you fall to the outside of the feet? Any of those things are going to really pull the femur heads out of their sockets where we want them. Slowly lower down. Drop the knees to the right. Come on back up. Drop the knees to the left. Come on back up. Take happy baby pose. Take the knees into the chest. Take the outsides of the feet. Press the soles of the feet up to the ceiling. Draw the knees down towards your armpits and extend your spine. Lengthen your spine. And release. Lay flat on the back. Stretch your legs out. Bring the feet about 4 to 6 inches apart. Let the feet open out. Bring the hands about 4 to 6 inches away from the hips. Let the palms face up. And take Shavasana to finish your class.